Thanks for joining us again on the In the Cloud podcast with Brad Anderson, the Corporate Vice President of the Enterprise Client and Mobility Group here at Microsoft. In this episode, we'll go behind the scenes with the organizational changes and big investments Microsoft is making in the enterprise mobility industry, and we'll also talk about the cross-company effort to bundle together the Enterprise Mobility Suite. All of that and more in this episode of the In the Cloud podcast. Brad, thanks for being here today. It feels like we haven't done one of these for a couple of weeks, and it's good to see you again.
No, I can honestly say I've missed doing them. These are actually a lot of fun to do.
These are a lot of fun. And since we did one of these, there's been some recent organizational shifts here at Microsoft that have put you at the helm of a new organization. And this new organization is responsible in part for a new product, the Enterprise Mobility Suite, that is really important. So important, in fact, that Satya used his first public appearance to announce it back in March. So right off the top here, tell us about the recent organizational changes and what are you focused on right now?
Yeah, you know, for the last decade here at Microsoft, I've been working on both investments and innovation that we're doing in the data center as well as what we call the enterprise client. We talk about the enterprise client. It's how organizations, enterprises of all size enable their users, you know, initially on PCs and now obviously on mobile devices. And literally for the last decade, I've been working on both of those. Well, some of the things that we've been doing here at Microsoft is we really have focused a bunch of our senior leaders in just very specific areas. Most of the senior leaders have been asked to take roles that are very specific in a very specific areas. We're trying to basically build, new services, new capabilities, new innovations. And, you know, what I'm focused on right now is on what we call the enterprise client mobility. And what that is, if you think about the mobility trends, you think about all the trends that are being discussed around, you know, enterprise mobility management, mobile device management, mobile application management. And literally, the vision of the division is how do we enable users to be productive on the devices that they love while helping the organizations keep themselves secure. That's where I'm focused. And those who know what my career has been, this is a space I've been working on for close to 20 years. If you go back into 1994, 1995, when I was an individual contributor program manager, the work that I was doing back then was all on PC management, desktop management. So this is a place to me that's near and dear. It's a place that I think I've got a lot of instincts and experience in, and a place that I'm super passionate about.
So when Microsoft talks about the cloud-first, mobile-first approach that we're taking to the way the business is being run and the way that we kind of see the future of the company taking shape, this is really an area where the rubber is meeting the road on that kind of a vision.
Yeah, you know, mobility really is one of those places where you have that confluence of mobile and cloud. We talk, and Satya certainly uses these words, that a mobile device without a connection to the cloud really is just unrealized potential. And the cloud delivers this ambient intelligence that can then be consumed by any device anywhere in the world. And so as we really think about this, you know, I kind of liken it to the value that we've delivered over the last 20 years to the enterprise in terms of what had been called the PC management or desktop management segment. You know, in that particular market, you know, a System Center Configuration Manager, the product that was formerly known as SMS, is the, you know, undisputed leader, undisputed solution that most organizations, in fact, more than 2 out of 3 desktops around the world are managed by System Center Configuration Manager today.
Right, yeah.
And as you think about what that means going forward, these same teams, the teams that are operating System Center Configuration Manager, are now being asked to extend their capabilities, extend their reach, extend their influence to also embrace these mobile devices. And so they're moving from a world where it was kind of one user worked on one PC and there's this one-to-one kind of mapping to a world where it's now lots of different kinds of devices, lots of different form factors, a lot more churn, a lot more change, constant change. Mm-hmm. You know, these individuals formerly had to worry about releases of Windows every 1 to 2 years. Now they got to have to concern themselves with updates to iOS, Android, to Windows that are coming frequently multiple times a year. And so I think the world is significantly different. But the thing that we hear day in and day out is we want one set of tools that allows us to manage all of our devices. And when I say all of our devices, that's PCs and mobile devices. And that's what we think the combination of System Center Configuration Manager and Microsoft Intune does. You know, Intune is one of the components of the Enterprise Mobility Suite.
And that the number of devices, the growing number of updates that are coming to platforms, all that change, all that those things that are in flux, that's where the Enterprise Mobility Suite comes in. And as I noted earlier, it was one of these things that was announced with, it was given a lot of juice when it was announced there. You know, Satya using one of those.
Yeah, March 27th.
Yeah, that March 27th opportunity to talk about it. And I think it surprised a lot of people that there was something this big, something with this much functionality kind of bundled right into it. Tell us a little bit about how the Enterprise Mobility Suite came about and what went into it.
You mentioned this, you know, when Satya's first appearance as the CEO of Microsoft was on March 27th. He was down in the valley. And I think the thing that most people walked away with from that particular set of announcements was the fact that we were delivering Office on the iPad. Huge announcement for the company. And for those of you who have not had a chance to actually try Office on the iPad, I would really encourage you to take a look at it. It's a beautiful experience. I think the Office team has just done an amazing job of delivering this touch-first experience that has been optimized for the iPad, but is unmistakably Office. But Satya also chose at that event, again, his first appearance as the CEO, to talk about Office for the iPad, but also the Enterprise Mobility Suite. And that wasn't by coincidence. I mean, the two actually come together and are there's a significant amount of integration that we're going to do there, which we're going to talk about in some of the future ones here. But in terms of the Enterprise Mobility Suite, you know, and if you actually go back and take a look at the keynotes that I've been giving for the last several years, you could go back to like the MMS in 2010 and 2011, we talked about the importance of security, protection, and how identity plays such a critical role in that. Now, inside of the Enterprise Mobility Suite, there are three components to the suite today. The first is Microsoft Intune, and this is our, you know, solution that does mobile device management, mobile application management. It allows you to set policies, those kinds of things across mobile devices, and that's Windows, iOS, and Android. We've talked about in the future coming months here, you know, as we go through the rest of 2014, we'll be releasing the containers, you know, the walled gardens on iOS and on Android. We've talked about how the Office applications are going to come natively instrumented to be managed by Intune. Intune itself, as I think about its competition, whether it be AirWatch, Mobile Iron, good software, you know, there's a baseline set of capabilities that everybody has to do in terms of mobile device management, mobile application management, and I think we'll be on par with anybody in the industry. But then you combine that with the work that we're doing with Office to make the Office applications manageable across all the different platforms. That is unique to Intune and the Enterprise Mobility Suite. And then you combine that with the other two components that are in the Enterprise Mobility Suite, and I believe our offering in terms of mobile management or enterprise mobility management has no peer in the market today. So the other two components are Azure Active Directory Premium and Azure Rights Management Services. Now, what Azure Active Directory Premium does is it allows you to take your investments that you've been making for, you know, for years, a decade plus in Active Directory, and extend that out to the cloud. And when I say extend it out to the cloud, we've actually done the work that integrates more than 2,000 different SaaS applications into Azure Active Directory so that you get the automatic provisioning and deprovisioning of user accounts into all those different SaaS apps when you create the user account in Active Directory. And it addresses one of these huge problems that organizations have, which is, you know, I have employees, I have constant churn. When they leave my organizations, all too often, they still have access to different SaaS applications and access to corporate data that they should no longer have access to. So through the Azure Active Directory Premium, you know, you have this concept that I often describe as a modern meta directory. You know, I worked on meta directories back in the late 90s. But you get the ability to extend your investments in Active Directory out to these 2,000 plus and growing every single day SaaS services. But the user also gets a single sign-on experience on their devices, and that's one of the values that Active Directory has delivered for years. And so, you know, whether I'm on an iOS, a Windows, or an Android device, the first time I bring that device up and I go and use an application that's been integrated with Active Directory or Azure Active Directory, I'm challenged for my username and password. But after that, I'm automatically single sign-on, just like I would be on a PC, so the user gets this great experience. The other piece that Azure Active Directory Premium delivers is this incredible ability to be able to identify and detect abnormal access patterns or access behaviors by a user. So if we see something that's abnormal, it looks like it's suspicious, we can actually identify that, bring it to the view of the IT professionals, and then block these kinds of attacks that organizations are subject to today. You know, all of us, I think, realize that many of our users have their usernames and password compromised through phishing attacks, but yet we don't know which ones, we don't know who's being compromised and who has access. Well, this solution that we're developing in terms of Azure Active Directory Premium allows us to spot those things, block them, and stop them. Then the third piece of the Enterprise Mobility Suite is what we call Azure Rights Management Services. And what this allows us to do is literally embed the access policies or the access privileges of who has access to files natively into the file itself. We talk about this, the files are able to protect themselves or doing protection at the file level. Again, this is something unique to Microsoft. Nobody else in the industry, Mobile Iron, AirWatch, Good, none of them can do this kind of thing. And you know, this gives you a great solution for managing things like and stopping things like accidental data leakage. Mm-hmm. You know, assume this scenario where a file gets sent to somebody on accident, because the access rights are actually embedded into the file, even in that case where I receive a file I'm not supposed to have, I can't open it because the file knows who has rights to open it, and if anybody else tries to open it, it just blocks it. So, you know, that combination is what we brought together, and it literally was looking at how people are using our tools today on premises and then mapping that into the cloud, and what does it mean to have Active Directory in the cloud? What does it mean to do management of devices in the cloud? And so we believe it's a combination of protection at the device level, at the application level, at the file level, all wrapped with strong identity management, and that's what EMS delivers.
So if you look at all of the things that go into EMS and then also take into consideration the how tightly you guys are working with the Office 365 team.
Yeah.
I mean, in past years, Microsoft would be criticized for being very siloed, but you know, there is certainly evidenced here a lot of the one Microsoft philosophy that's gotten talked a lot about and gotten, for all the lip service it's gotten, this is certainly a great example of something like that happening. So talk a little bit about how the different teams contributing to EMS are all working together.
Yeah, I can't help but think of the comic that was circulated years ago where they had these organizational charts and it had Microsoft and it had all these different divisions with guns pointed at each other.
Right.
Yeah, you remember that? Yeah, and part of that was, I mean, there was honestly an aspect of that that was true. The way that the company, you know, was run for, you know, much of the first decade of the 2000s was a separate business units where each, you know, business unit had a separate P&L. Well, Steve started implementing changes about 2 years ago and basically driving a one Microsoft approach. And so now there's one P&L for the company. And certainly as Satya has come in, Satya's style is certainly about collaboration. He wants individuals and leaders who are thinking about the company, have your company, your proverbial company hat on, rather than a specific division. The culture of the company has changed dramatically. And we've seen this for the last couple of years internally to where, you know, like my ability to collaborate across the company and get significant integration work done across the company, it's actually very easy to get done right now. Where I would, if I'm being honest, you know, 3 or 4 or 5 years ago, that would have been one of the biggest challenges of my job. But I'll tell you, the thing that's really interesting about this is I think customers have a very clear expectation that they want the technologies and the capabilities and innovations from Microsoft to come integrated. I'll tell you, as a parent, the thing that would just strike fear into me on Christmas Eve is when, you know, the kids got to bed and we, you know, started to get all the Christmas presents out and, you know, those little words that said some assembly required on them. That was Literally one of those pieces I knew I was going to be up till 2, 3, 4 in the morning putting things together. And I think customers all too often are having to do that where we should be doing that for them. And so with the Enterprise Mobility Suite, I think the thing that people will see is the integration that we've done across Intune and Active Directory and Office 365, and honestly, even how we've then done that with the Windows operating system and the work that we're doing on Windows, which we're also doing on iOS and Android. But the level of integration, the level of deep integration, just not superficial integration, is like nothing I think we've ever done before. And I think that'll be very clear as organizations start to use the new capabilities that are coming out this fall, especially the integration that we've done across Office 365 and Intune.
Well, you know, that Christmas Eve metaphor that you used there is, you know, reminds me of something I wanted to talk about, and we can end on this question, which is, how does the teamwork that is able to take place then across the company impact the end users of EMS, you know, both the IT pros and then also the workforce that they support who are going to be using all the capabilities that EMS is going to provide?
You know, so as I think about enterprise mobility, the way that I've kind of internalized this is everything that we're doing in this particular segment of the market, you know, we talk about mobile device management, we talk about mobile application management, what it all comes down to is protection. It's all about protecting the corporate data and assets that are being accessed and stored on these devices. That is really the primary objective that IT has as they're deploying these solutions. What you're going to see coming from us is, you know, these integrated scenarios where within the Office 365 console, within the Intune console, you're going to see our ability to affect policy and affect change and drive behavior, if you will, through all the different products that Microsoft, the products and services that Microsoft is delivering it, but do it in a very integrated manner. So IT pros are going to have, you know, the proverbial single pane of glass that allows them to manage all of their devices. End users are going to have one pane of glass, this company portal that allows them to interact with the services. It allows them to provision all of the data and the applications that they need to be productive. So I think the main thing that organizations will see is their time to deployment, their time to value will be dramatically, is about the only word that comes to mind, dramatically decreased because we're doing all the integration and not, you know, just dumping off a bucket of parts and, you know, on the driveway, if you will, for IT to put together.
You're doing some of that assembly.
No, we are. We're literally doing that. And one of the great things about it is in a services world, every one of the services team has an SLA that they've got to guarantee to all the other services that are consuming them. Mm-hmm. It gives us the ability to have all of our services be updated independently of each other.
Right.
But you have that guarantee of the SLA with a certain set of capabilities that we're then able to, you know, constantly test end-to-end. And because we're actually doing this in a life site kind of manner, our ability to innovate and our ability to deliver that value to customers, there's no reason why we can't deliver new capabilities every single day of the year. Where in previous years or in the previous metaphors, if we missed, for example, a version of Config Manager or we missed a set of capabilities being built into Windows Server, customers had to wait till the next release. That may have been right. 18 months, that may have been 24 months. You know, the great thing about these service architectures is, you know, the train's always leaving because every one of the components of the overall services, these microservices, can all be independently updated. They can all be updated on a daily basis. And so our ability to adjust and react and deliver new value on this continuous model, I think customers will definitely see that. In fact, what I have heard from customers that are using Intune today is resoundingly this feedback of, we are seeing so much more innovation come out from you in a continual manner. Mm-hmm. And I think as more and more organizations start to use Intune and the Enterprise Mobility Suite, they'll be really excited about just how much new value is constantly coming out.
Well, it's very exciting stuff, and it gives the community, I think, a lot to look forward to. So, Brad, thanks for stopping by today.
Yeah, it's been great. Thanks.
To keep up to date on all of the enterprise mobility news and insight from Brad's organization, just visit aka.ms/enterprisemobility.